Well, welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. This is the Conscious Business Show, where we connect the heart, the mind, to the wallet. And having our discussion today with Travis Borden, who is founder and president of Keen Advisors. He's got a very interesting story to share with all of us. I'll cloak it under the area of investment banking redefined. And we applaud his efforts. It's a new kind of investment bank. They look at providing strategic and financial advice, not only around corporate sales, divestitures, capital raising transactions, but really looking at being catalysts for positive, lasting change in the world. And we're very excited to have Travis here to share his story, obviously his personal journey. So thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you, Darby. It's a pleasure to be here.
Wonderful. I wonder if you could start with our listeners and talk a little bit about your personal journey, how you came to be founder of Keen Advisors, and help us understand where the intersection comes in from making that lasting impact, because that's really important.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you again for having me here. And thank you for the nice introduction. I've been an investment banker for about 15 years. For those of your listeners who don't know what we do, we advise companies on mergers and acquisitions transactions. Mm-hmm. We help them to raise capital, and we advise companies on other important strategic decisions, thinking about capital allocation strategies and things like that. I started my career at a large firm called UBS. Mm-hmm. In 2007, right before the financial crisis, I left UBS with the president of the investment bank to go start a new firm. And it turned out the timing was actually very fortuitous. We ended up growing the firm very rapidly. So over 7 years, we grew to 500 bankers and 17 offices.
Oh my goodness.
We went public in 2014. And for me, it was a phenomenal experience, both personally and professionally.
Yeah.
The IPO really gave me a good opportunity to sort of stop and reflect.
Mm.
I think I have one of the greatest jobs in the world. I get to work with really smart people and help them think through really complicated issues.
Right.
The transactions that we're involved with are the most important thing that's going on in that person's professional career, oftentimes. In that kind of an environment, it's very easy to kind of get caught up in all of the excitement and lose sight of what really matters.
Mm.
So for me, this was kind of a unique opportunity to really stop and reflect. I had been very fortunate throughout my career. Had a lot of really great opportunities that landed in my lap.
Mm-hmm.
And I started looking around and saying, is this all there is, to life? And
yeah.
Around about that time, I decided, that probably for me, it was time to find a way to incorporate giving back in some kind of meaningful way mm-hmm. into my professional life.
It's like you sort of went through an awakening in a way.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. Mm. I think that's a good way to describe it. Mm. And I did a lot of self-reflection.
Yeah.
I realized that, after 15 years of doing investment banking, I had developed a really good core set of skills. I really loved what I was doing. And I had this idea that maybe there was a way to incorporate giving back mm-hmm. into the business model.
Which doesn't exist today. I mean, that's an interesting way. That's why it's so fascinating for you to be talking about this today.
I think that I thought at the time it was very unique. And mm. I think what I've learned as I've gotten, to spend more time doing this is there's a huge community of companies that have very similar values
mm-hmm.
across a lot of different industries. And so as I was really thinking about how to structure Keen Advisors, which is my current firm, I was drawing a lot of inspiration from movements like the Conscious Capitalism movement,
yep.
From the Benefit Corporation movement, from this idea of shared prosperity,
right.
And really thinking about all of your stakeholders when you're trying to thinking about how to create value.
Mm-hmm.
and do business, I think in the right way.
Right. Doing the right thing. Doesn't always happen, but
so I think, for me, it's been an exciting journey. I'm very excited about where we are with Keen Advisors today. Mm-hmm. And I'm very excited about this broader effort of businesses to really start to think about value and how to create value for more of their stakeholders,
and
to really start to use their business as a force for good. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited about what I see ahead.
And you talked about value creation. I mean, coming from the investment industry as well, right? The frustration of seeing what businesses are doing, the conscious capitalism movement, shared value. It's saying, we have to make a profit, otherwise we're not in business, but we also can do it with a purposeful eye, and we can understand our stakeholder, evaluations and our stakeholders chain and how do we support that. But Wall Street, on the other hand, has a different lens, right? You've lived that dream. I've lived that dream. And that dream hasn't changed over time. It's a model that has been used, but it's our opportunity now, right, to begin to change that. So with Keen Advisors, looking at the investment banking, redefining that model, working with, institutions that are looking at a more global prosperity in the sense of how we all come together as a community. Where do you think Wall Street is going to move to this and rally to this and really create a value component that says, you know what, we see value in what these businesses are doing, and investors can as well. And so how do we bring these all together, right?
It's a fantastic question. I'm always careful when I talk about Wall Street because my experience is, anecdotally, the people that I've worked with on Wall Street over the last 15 years are really good people.
Mm-hmm.
They're very ambitious. They work incredibly hard. I was guilty of this. I think oftentimes it's easy to lose sight of what's really important.
Mm-hmm.
So my answer to that is, I don't think that Wall Street will ultimately be a leader. Mm-hmm. I think that ultimately the Wall Street will probably get pulled.
Mm-hmm.
I think that ultimately we all have an obligation. When we think about making businesses more sustainable, when we think about making businesses better corporate citizens,
mm-hmm.
I think it's incumbent on all of us. And, I think for consumers to really, look in your closet, look in your cabinet, look in your cupboard, and think about the companies that you're supporting. Are you supporting companies that have good values, that share your values?
Right.
Are you talking to your 401k plan administrator and saying, I need investment options that are aligned with my values?
Right.
And I think these are really hard things to do. Fortunately, there are some shortcuts. I think there are groups, organizations like the Conscious Capitalism, organization and the various local chapters like the B Lab, that have made it a lot easier for consumers to really identify the companies that have good values and that are encouraging responsible business practices.
Right.
So I think ultimately, the consumers, the individual investors, families, especially, wealthy families who have really significant amount of capital that they can deploy mm-hmm. towards social enterprises,
mm-hmm.
I think they're going to be the leaders. Mm-hmm. And I think that as the companies that are employing these practices start to really show that it's a competitive advantage,
I think that
investors will notice. I think that Wall Street broadly will notice, and
mm-hmm.
and I think that's ultimately how we're going to see that change. And like I said in the beginning, I'm very optimistic about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much there's so much momentum right now building in all of those different areas. So it's very encouraging.
There's a lot of inertia. I mean, we've even seen it over the last 5 to 6 years, and you can begin to see it even as you say, okay, in the next 5 to 8 years, what's going to be the push? I mean, people talk about the millennials or that's a generational issue, but I think it's pervasive across all generations. It just depends what sector, right? Whether it's health and nutrition, whether it's sports, whether it's, you know, the climate, it doesn't matter, right? It's popping up in different areas. And I, you know, and that's probably one thing too, when you looked at creating Keen Advisors, there's so much terminology out there, sustainability, right? Shared value, impact or impact investing or, but it's all coming down to the same granular level of saying, how do we look around ourselves and take care of ourselves and the community? And we do, we have an obligation, whether we're on the business side or we're on the financing side, right? And that seems to be the beauty of what you're doing is connecting those two in your organization.
We're certainly trying to do that. and I think you touched on a really interesting, observation, which is when I was starting Keen Advisors, I really thought that the business model. So we have a strong social mission. We have, as I mentioned, this idea of shared prosperity. We really have tried to align the interests of all of our stakeholders along this idea of generating profits. So employees participate in a profit sharing program. That's an important part of their compensation. And at the end of each year, we donate a meaningful portion of our profits to charitable organizations, which are selected by employees.
Wonderful. Okay.
So everybody has an equal voice. Everybody that's contributed to generating the profits has an equal voice in how those profits get allocated.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that this idea would really appeal to young people. I thought it would be really easy to hire really smart, talented, purpose-driven employees, and I was right about that. And and I thought, you know, it's probably not going to matter as much to the my clients, CEOs and CFOs, board members, and I think I bought into this idea a little bit that a lot of the change is being driven by millennials. And what I found is there's just as much enthusiasm with among my clients. You know, people who. When they found out what I was doing, and you know, obviously, I built trust with them over the years, working with them and advising them in other scenarios. But they want to go out of their way to help a firm that is, you know, going out of its way to do good.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a lot of comments from people about wishing that they had done something like this earlier in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And here they are; they're in a position now to really do that.
But
it's very interesting. I think that it really is pervasive. It's across all generations that I see a lot of enthusiasm for this movement.
So it's that's heartfelt. I mean, it's good to see that not only in, you know, within the business community, but within, you know, our community of the human race. I mean, that's really where we're all kind of coming from, and it's a matter of kind of connecting the dots to that. It was interesting. We did. You know, there's all different kinds of surveys and research that goes out of asking people, you know, what they value, what's the most important part of their life. And most times, oftentimes, you know, you get the answers of family, friends, you know, the birth of my first child or, you know, grandparents. And it's always hovering around those more kind of core values of what makes a person, right, a human being. And so to be able to have that opportunity, you know, in your business and line of work to not only work with CEOs and business leaders that get it and can transcend that and build their own business in that same fashion. And then you, from the transaction standpoint, helping them grow, right, by saying, okay, here are other opportunities or like-minded organizations. That must be a lot of fun to be able to find for them other companies that can help them grow, but they're all having fun and they're doing good.
Yeah.
So it's perfect.
Yeah, no, that's right. I think one of the... one of the most exciting things that you can do as an investment banker is help a young company that's got great ideas and needs capital to provide the spark to help that idea grow.
Yep.
When you can find an investor that shares that vision, that's really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that that is a you know, you feel like you've really, you know, made a difference, and you can see it. It's very tangible.
Right.
So no, those are great opportunities, and that's where, You know, right now, frankly, we see a lot of the capital that's out there that wants to make investments in social enterprises. You know, companies like Keen Advisors that have strong social missions. It tends to be early. It tends to be earlier stage investors, and that seems to suit the social enterprise community because a lot of the companies that have espoused these values are smaller companies. You know, you've got some really large businesses that are wonderful examples, like Whole Foods and others. But you know, certainly in terms of the number of companies that are out there, many of them are smaller companies, and that's where it seems like there's the most interest from investors to really to really fund those types of opportunities.
Well, and you brought up some of these other investing, I would call them foundations or parallel paths to a Wall Street, you know, whether it's SOCAP or social venture networks or other types of, we're marrying up investors that are looking for projects and programs that are obviously have a fruitful outcome to some of these startup, you know, entrepreneurs or even mid-stage companies, but at least giving them connecting, but also giving them access to capital that in kind of the current scenario or traditional channels that's changed. And so this is a you brought up the term social enterprise. There's almost like a whole social enterprise exchange that's happening, right? Whether Wall Street's ready or not, and they will support it. To your great observation, they'll come along with that. But what a great opportunity to be able to be on the leading edge of that and to help guide that and such. From your lens for success for Keen Advisors, I mean, you've got a great start. I mean, down the road, where would you like to see all this come to fruition for you? Or it's kind of a big hurdle, but
yeah, it's a great question. You know, look, I think for us, the first thing is we think about how do we define success for Keen Advisors is really helping our clients to be successful. And so that's sort of the first, I think that's the cornerstone. But I think we really think about success across the different stakeholder groups. For Keen Advisors, I think creating really fulfilling job opportunities that where people can have, you know, great careers and have good work-life balance. That's an important metric for us to think about as we we grow. So really trying to grow the number of employees and grow the opportunity, I think, is important. As we think about you know, our social mission, really trying to grow the profitability so that we can ultimately be giving away you know, lots of money. And we think about both the dollars, but we also think about the impact. We track, you know, how many lives we touch, and with our contributions,
that's
with our financial
wonderful.
Contributions. So we'd like to see our impact on the community really grow exponentially. And then I think about the environment and wanting to make sure that as we grow responsibly. And you know, we've been on a journey. We've learned a lot. Over the last 18 plus months about how to incorporate environmental sustainability into our business model in really smart ways. And we've been able to cut costs and have a positive environmental impact at the same time. So I think it's really managing all of those things, I think, is how we will define success.
Wonderful. And I would think, too, as you go through that as an organization, then working with your clients, you help to sort of suggest or consult in some fashion, because that's really what you're doing as well, and helping them develop their next growth strategy. And the elements of what you're doing for Keen Advisors could potentially play into that as well, which would be wonderful cross-section.
Absolutely.
Well, this has been great to have you here with us today. Travis, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you, to learn more about Keen Advisors, and to possibly engage with you?
Sure. The best place to start is on our website, which is www.keenadvisors.com. And your listeners can reach out to me via email. My email address is Travis Borden@keenadvisors.com.
And that's Keen as in K-E-E-N-E.
You've got it, yes.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much. Pleasure to have you here with us today. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, the Conscious Business Show. We'll be back after a few spots from our sponsors. Thank you.
Nice job.